The Russian group SET, or Network, says it is an educational project for young people to help implement their creative potential. The only requirement, says PR manager Anastasia Melnik, is unconditional support for President Vladimir Putin.
Whatever Putin does, we support. We have confirmed that more than once with all our actions in the project. For example, postcards, paintings, films. When Putin became president, for the first time we stopped feeling shame for our country. We have acquired pride, confidence, and we are proud of this.
И мы обрели гордость, уверенность, и поэтому мы гордимся этим.
While SET refuses to disclose its financial backers, its agenda is clear. SET brings talented young Russians to Moscow to promote their creative and artistic work, much of which praises Mr. Putin or criticizes the United States.
Цель придет к тому, что Америка постоянно, ну,
The message is that America tries to influence or tries to interfere. At the same time, there is a message about the Third World War, which must be prevented. The painting will be called Outdated Souvenir, and the rifle is the souvenir.
But there is no questioning the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine or the annexation of Crimea that hiked Mr. Putin's domestic popularity to an all-time high. Meanwhile, Russia's international image and the economy have plummeted, along with the currency, the ruble, as Western sanctions take a toll. But SET fashion designer Anna Kredenka, who created a clothing line based on the ruble, says she still supports the president and may use his image for her next designs.
So Putin now represents Russia, and he's the leader of Russia. He's a strong personality, and he's respected all over the world.
SET member Ilya Galkov styled a card game promoting a popular conspiracy theory that the U.S. State Department is pulling the strings on world leaders and the Russian opposition.
The leader of our game is the most polite man of all represented in the game.
But some pro-Putin groups are not so polite. The youth group that preceded SET, Nasha, was infamous for disrupting liberal gatherings and speeches. An opposition rally was disrupted in mid-January by a new group called Anti-Maidan that vowed further street action. It aims to prevent a Ukraine-style anti-government revolution, which it also blames on the United States, from happening in Russia. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.